It's nice.
Fair enough. So we're going to be doing today the Sigyas of Miga Lahotzi. We spent probably over a month in the Sigyas of Miga Lahotzi. Very, very, very complicated Sigyas. But Mr. Shem, Siat Shmaya, will be my Sliak today in going through these Sigyas. So we're going to start on the bottom of Lama Beis and Aleph. But the Gemara says as follows. We're going to put names into the story. Reuven says to Shimon, "My bais bayara, what in the world are you doing on my land?" So Amale Shimon responds back to Reuven, "Nchaz vinte v'hashtara. What do you mean? I bought this field from you, and here is the star that shows that I bought it from you." Amale Reuven responds back to Shimon, "Star ziyafu. That document is forged." So Gashon lachash leiler Abba in star ziyafu. Shimon whispers over to Rab and he says, "Yeah, I'm molded that this star is mezuyah that I tried to originally come with. Me your star ma'ali habaliviris, but I had a good star, kosher star. I lost it somewhere in my house. I don't know where I misplaced it. And Vamina, so I said to myself, Inukit Haibiade Koldu, that I should at least just come with something in my hand, instead of coming empty handed now when he was challenging me about this land." So Amarabba, Malul Shakir, Ibai Amarle Star Ma'ayahu. So Rabbi says we should believe Shimon because he has a Migo on his side. Malul Shakir, he could have easily kept his mouth quiet, he could have easily have come with that original document, not have said anything, and he would have been able to be Mekuyim it because the Chasimos were forged so well that he easily would have had people to validate that star, and he would have been able to be Gova and won the land totally by him. And therefore, Rabbah says we should believe Shimon now that even though he admitted now that the star was Mezuyah because he has a Migo on his side, he could have been Mekuyim that star. So I'm Amar Yosef, and my son was a high star, but how in the world can you rely on this star? High star, Chaspo B'Amavu. Now this star is a chas b'am, but I'm purposely not going to explain now what Rav Yosef meant when he said high star chas b'am, because we're going to go and we're going to see five different mahalchim later on as to why what Rav Yosef meant when he said high star chas b'am. But Rav Yosef, by saying that line, was saying that Reuven should win the Din Torah and he should get his land back. The Gemara then has a parallel case, not by Ara, but now by Ahava with money of Zuzi. So the case is as follows: Who the amu lechavre havli me Zuzi demaskinabach. Reuven says to Shimon, "Give me back my $1,000 that I lent you that you owe me, and here's a star to prove it." So Amrlei, Shimon responds back to Reuven, "Star Ziyafu, that star is forged." So Gachon Lachos Leil Rabba in Star Ziyafu. Reuven then says to Rabba, "Yeah, I agree. This star that I tried to be gover with is forged. Meir Star Ma'aliyah Havali Virkas." He comes up with this similar excuse. He says that I had the kosher star, but I lost it. I don't know where it is. So I said to myself, "You're not going to have Be'adik Oldu. At least I should come with something." So Amar Rabba, Rabba again says, "Malul Shakir, Iba Yamar Le Shtar Ma'ayinu," that we should give the Din Torah, the winner of this dispute, should go to Reuven, because he has a Migo on his side, he could have easily have been Mekuyim the Shtar, and that's why we should believe Reuven now, even though that he comes and he said that it was forged. So Amar Le Rav Yosef, "Amai Kasam Chas High Shtar Chas B'Amu." Rav Yosef argues again, and Rav Yosef says, "No, this Migo is not good, because High Shtar Chas B'Amu, how could we believe Reuven with this? And really, Shimon should win the Din Torah." So the Shaila that we had on this Sugya is, what in the world did Rav Yosef mean, High Shtar Chas B'Amu? Why, according to Rav Yosef, does this Migo fail? Seemingly, he had a good Migo. We know Migo is a good Din. So Rabba seemingly had a good point, that we should give it to whoever has the Migo on his side. So what was Rav Yosef's response? Hashtar chas b'amu. Why, lefi Rav Yosef, do we say that this Migo does not work? So the first answer that we saw was Tosfos on our daf. Tosfos quotes the Rivam. And Tosfos says, because it would be a Migo lehotzi, and Migo lehotzi lo amrinan. Why would this be a Migo lehotzi? Because she's trying to be motzi, Reuven trying to be motzi the mamon, the hava case. Reuven trying to be motzi the hava for the mamon from Shimon. And that would be a Migo Lahotzi, Migo Lahotzi Lomion. And so too, Shimon is trying to come ahead and be Motzi the Karka from Reuven, who was the Marakama. And that would also be a Migo Lahotzi, Migo Lahotzi Lomion. Because Shimon, who was on the land currently at the time, so he doesn't have a Cheskim Hashanim telling him that he's a Muchsuk, he doesn't have any Aegis, he doesn't have a Star, he's got nothing on his side, so he's not a Muchsuk, and he would be trying to use this Migo to be Motzi it from the Marakama, which would be a Migo Lahotzi, a Migo Lahotzi Lomion. So the first answer that we saw as to why, according to Rav Yosef, this Migo fails, is because it would be a Migo Lahotzi, and Migo Lahotzi lo amrinan. The Ramban completely argues on this Tosfos and this Rivam, because the Ramban holds Migo Lahotzi ken amrinan. So according to the Ramban, if it's Migo Lahotzi ken amrinan, so what was wrong with this Migo, the fear of Yosef? So that's what the Ramban says, because the Migo doesn't work here, since the guy admitted that this document was forged. And we're not Makuyam forged documents. In other words, when he came along, Shimon, in this case by the Ara, he comes along and he said, this is a kosher star. And then he came along and he said, this is actually a forged document. So this whole Migo is trying to believe him because he had a kosher star in his backyard and he somewhere lost it, right? My bad. The Migo is because he could have easily been including the star. So the Ramban argues and he says, really? Migo, he could have been Mekai in the star? The guy admitted he had a hodas baldin that this star was forged. He came in and he told us that this document is forged. So you can, and we're not, Bezin's not Mekayim forged documents. So even if you're going to have Edom come in and are going to verify their signatures on this forged document because it's forged so well, we would never sanction a star like that. We would never be Mekayim a star because the guy told us that it was a forged document. And because we were told that it's a forged document, we don't do Kiyum Staros on a document that we know is forged. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And that's why even though the Ramban holds Migo Lahotzi Kenem Rinon, because the Migo doesn't hear, doesn't even step in the batter's box, because the Migo is Tuloy on being Mekayim this star, and you can never be Mekayim a star that we know is forged because we don't do Kiyum Staros on a forged star. So that's the Ramban's argument on the Rebam. So what comes through this is we see a fundamental machokes between Tosos and the Ramban about whether we hold Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinon or Migo Lahotzi Ken Amrinon. The Fi Tosfos, what came out of this, is Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinon, right? That was his answer. And the Ramban held Migo Lahotzi Ken Amrinon, and that's why the Ramban had to go through a different answer to say that we're not Mekayim Kiyum Staros, that are forged. We don't do Kiyum Staros on the documents that we know are forged. And that was the Ramban's path that he had to go down. So you want to know, are there any rayas as to who's right here, Tosfos or the Ramban, as to whether we say Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinon or not? So we first took a look in the Gemara Bamatzia.Bez. We didn't have to go far, where the Gemara mentions about a fight that happens between two people over a talis, right? Shnayim Osim b'talis. One guy says, Kula Shali, that the entire talis is mine. The other guy says, no, Chetzi Shali, half the talis is mine. So the din is, we give the guy who said Kula Shali 3/4 of the talis, and we give the guy that said Chetzi Shali 1/4 of the talis. Why is that the din? It's very simple, because the guy who said Chetzi Shali was at least modeh that half of it belonged to the guy who said Kula Shali, because he was only modeh that he owned half of it. So therefore, the only question that's up to grab here is the other half. And therefore, because we don't know who's right, so we split that extra half, and that half of it will go to the guy who said Kula Shali, giving him 3/4, and the other half would just go to the guy who said Chetzi Shali, giving him just 1/4. So we asked over there, I don't understand. We should give the guy who said Chetzi Shali the entire half, because he has a Migo on his side. What's the Migo that he has? He could have said Kula Shali. So we should now believe him that he said Chetzi Shali, because had he come along and said Kula Shali, we would have split the talus evenly, because we would have been Mesafek, it would have been Kula Shali versus Kula Shali, and we would have been Yechloku, and he would have gotten half. So now that he came in and he was Modeh, that he actually only owned half of it, we should believe him and give him the entire half, because Migo, he could have said Kula Shali, so why not? So Tosfos there on the spot says, because it would be Amigo Lahotzi, Amigo Lahotzi, Lo Amrinon. What does that mean? It would be Amigo Lahotzi? How could it be Amigo Lahotzi? So Tosfos explains the Chirish Gadol, but Tosfos says, because when the two people are holding on to the talus, they're both being Muchzak on the talus. And because they're both being mustak on the talus, to grant this guy that extra little quarter to make him get half of it would be being motzi from the guy who said Kula Shali what he could have had. And Migo Lahotzi, Lo Amrinon Lefi Tosfos. But as we said, it is seemingly a big chiddush to say that both people that are holding on to the talus at the same time could be mustak on the talus. Which is why there are two other answers to go down to explain this Gemara in Bamatzia, why we're not going to give him the half of the talus because he has this Migo of Kula Shali, which the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Because it would be a Migo Mimamon L'Mamon. I'm not going to spend too much time going through exactly why this is a Migo Mimamon L'Mamon. We spoke about that on Monday. The third answer is the Ramban himself. The Ramban comes along and says, the reason why this Migo fails here in Bava Metzia is because this is a Migo Plus. We also spoke about this on Monday. Because if we're going to give this guy who said Chetzi Shali half a talus, he's getting his entire claim. That's so unfair. The guy who said Kula Shali didn't get his entire claim. It wasn't believable on his own. We're Besafik. We don't know who's right. So now this guy, because he said Chetzi Shali, we're going to give him his entire claim because he could have said Migo, he could have said Kula Shali. That's not the way Migo works. That's giving him too much of his taina. It's Shkilu Amigo Plus, and that's why the Migo fails, which makes sense because the Ramban is the Shitaso, because the Ramban holds Migo Lahotzi Ken Amrinon, and that's why he didn't go down Tosos' path, who held Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinon to explain this Gemara. So as we see, the first point was to understand this Machogas between Tosos and the Ramban about whether we say Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinon or Migo Lahotzi Ken Amrinon was this ride from the Gemara in Bamatzia Daf Beis. We then took a look in the Gemara in Ksuvis Pehe, which we also spoke about on Monday, about the Havas Sitroi. What's the case of the Havas Sitroi? We'll go through it again quickly. A Lova pays a Malva $1,000. And the Lova then turns to the Malva and says to the Malva, could I now have the star so I can rip it up? So you're not going to go in and tell me in 5 years from now that I didn't pay you back yet. And the Mava says, absolutely not, because there's a halvasa tshari. There's another $1,000 that you owe me. And I know very well that if I'm going to give you back this document, I'm not going to get paid for this second tshari that you owe me. So I'm going to be able to hold on to this. And we allow him to, because Migo, he could have said, lo yidru miolam. There were no edim that saw the first piron hachov being paid back. So this malve has a Migo, he could easily say, lo yidru miolam. And that's why we allow him to keep the shtar to be able to be gove the tshari. So the question there is, I don't understand. Isn't this a Migo lahotzi? And Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, because he's trying to use this Migo that he could have said Lo Yidru Miolam to be Motzi Mamon to get now this Sitra, this second loan. So Tosos there on the spot says, yeah, even though I hold Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, and this is a good Migo Lahotzi, so it will be a Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, the reason why over here we allow this Migo to work is because this is a very unique type of Migo Lahotzi, because this is a Migo Lahotzi Imshtar, and when there's a Migo Lahotzi Imshtar, we say Migo Lahotzi Imshtar Ken Amrinan. That's why Tosfos says that the Migo will be able to work to allow the Malva to hold on to it. The Ramban, just as an aside, he argues on this. And the Ramban, because the Ramban holds Migo Hotzi Ken Aminan, and you would have thought that this would be like the perfect easy riot for the Ramban to use. Oh, look, you see the Migo works here. Clearly the Migo Hotzi Ken Aminan. But as Rebbe pointed out, the godless of these are shown him is that they read it Emes Lamito. They want to learn it as best as they can. And the Ramban didn't learn this to be even a case of Migo Lahotzi. The Ramban said this is a Migo Lahotzik, because who says that the Malva is being over the Sitrai loan? He could easily be being over the original loan that didn't get paid back. Because maybe that first $1,000 that was given to him was already for the Sitrai, and now when he's using the Migo, he's really using the Migo Lahotzik to get back what the star actually says, that he owes that the original first $1,000. But the Tosfos, Tosfos learned this to really be a case of Migo Lahotzi, and he said that even though I hold Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, as we know that's Yeshita, over here we allow this Migo to work because this is a Migo Lahotzi Imshtar. And when you have a star with the Migo Lahotzi, we say Migo Lahotzi Imshtar Ken Amrinan Lefi Tosfos. So then we ask from this, well, why is that? Why, according to Tosfos, do we say Migo Lahotzi Imshtar Ken Amrinan? So we saw three answers. The first answer is by the Heilig Tos. And we're not going to go through each detail of the Ksos, because that could take us a very long time right now. We probably spent like 2 or 3 days, I think, back in Shir explaining the Ksos' Mahalach, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going to quickly go through what the Ksos' Vort was to be able to get to the answer as to the first Mahalach, as to why the Fitosos, Migel Hotim Shtar, would be Ken Aminon, which is based off Gemara and Sota Chav Dalet. The Gemara and Sota Chav Dalet has a machokes between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about whether kola ome legabo is kigabo dami or lav kigabo dami. That if a person has a shtar in his hand, is that as if he is already now muhsuk on that money? It's as if it's already his because he's so close. He has a shtar saying that he deserves the money. So is it already kigabo dami? Or do we say it's lav kigabo dami? It's only yours once you actually have the money in your pocket. So Beit Shammai is of the opinion of kola ome legabos kigabo dami, and Beis Hillel is of the opinion kol amos legabos lav kigabo dami. And we know machol get Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, who do we pass him like? Pass him like Beis Hillel. And therefore lefi Beis Hillel kol amos legabos lav kigabo dami. That if a person has a star in his hand, it is not as if he already has the money in his hand. However, the Ksos says based off Tosfos and Sota and the Gemara and Bamitzia Kofiut. Again, we're not going to go through it. If you guys want to speak to me outside to clarify the exact riot, I'd be happy to go through it. Tosfos says that even Beis Hillel, who says kol amos legabos is lav kigabo dami, Beis Hillel would be mode to Beit Shammai that we would say that kol amos legabos is kigabo dami. That's as if you're now muslik on the money already, if the suffix at hand is not be'etzem kasher shastar. That Beis Hillel only said that kol amos legabos is lav kigabo dami when the suffix is be'etzem kasher shtar, which was that Gemara in Sota. We weren't sure if the star, even if itself, is kasher. But if you know for a fact that the star is kasher, so then even Beis Hillel would agree that kol amos legabos is kigavo dami, which is enough to take this yisod of the Ksos and plug it in Ksubis Pehe. In Ksubis Pehe, that this star, everyone agreed that this document by the Sitrai and the original loan was a valid document. Everyone agreed this is a kosher star, that the guy owed him $1,000. It's now a shailah mibachutz as to whether it was paid or not. But everyone fundamentally agreed that this was a kosher star. And therefore, even though we pass like Beis Hillel, kol amos legabos lav kigavo dami, using this yesod d'ktos, that Beis Hillel agrees to Beit Shammai when the suffix is not the etzem kosher star, but it's when it's something minachutz. So even Miss Hill would agree in this case in Kshubis Behei that kol amos legabos is kigabo dami, and it's as if you are muchsak. And this, says the Ksos, is going to explain for us why Tosfos holds that a Migo Lahotzi Imshtar is ken amrinan. Why is that? Because the reason why we say Migo Lahotzi lo amrinan in the first place is because amigo is simply just a rove. Amigo is something that is most likely, it's a rove chance that this guy is probably telling us the truth now that he comes with this good Migo on his side. And therefore, that's why we say Migo Lohotzi Lo Amrinan, because Migo is just a Rov, and we know we're passing like Shmuel, Ein Hochen B'Mamracha Rov, that a Rov does not beat Mamonos. Why? Because a Rov doesn't beat a Muchsak. Why does a Rov not beat a Muchsak? That was a fancy Sheish Meister we saw at the beginning of the year, because a Rov and a Muchsak are both present news, and when they're both present news, so we say, all right, they're gonna wash each other out, and Shevi Atase, it's going to stay with the Muchsak. And that's why we say that a rov loses to a musak because ain hochem mamon achar rov. And that's why we also say the word of migo lahotzi lo amrinan, because a migo is just a rov, and just how a rov can't be motzi mamon, so too a migo can't be motzi mamon because they're one and the same thing. So again, getting back to our point, why now if pitosos does it change when you have a star? Why do we say migo lahotzi im star ken amrinan? So because of this gemara in Ksubas Pehei, as the pitosos was masbir, everyone here, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, would be agreeing, Kol Amos Kigavu Dami, that because they have this, he's coming with the star in his hand, it's as if he was already now Muchsuk, it's Kigavu Dami, it's as if he's already Muchsuk on the money, and therefore it's no longer Migo Lahotzi, it's a Migo Lahachsik. Because this guy, this Ma'abet, already has, the guy already has the money in his hand once he's standing there with the star. So it's no longer Amigo Lahotzi, it's Amigo Lahachsik, because the star turns you into the Muchsuk. That is the first word of the Ktos. And Rabbi Swalski gave a different mahalach, even within this mahalach, this was Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, and Soto Chav Dalet, gave a different mahalach than the Ktsos. Because again, the Ktsos did put together a whole nice, sort of razzle-dazzle, fancy answer over here, that it's turning you, that Beit Hillel would even agree with Beit Shammai in a case where, by a suffix, mechutz, and not Be'etzim Kasher Star. But Rebbe said, even if you want to learn Beit Hillel Kipshuto, that Beit Hillel holds Kol Amo L'Gavos is Lav Kigavadami, it could still explain why we would hold Migo Lahotzi Im Star Ken Amrinan. Which is because when Beit Hillel says Kol Amo's Kol Amo L'Gavos Lav Kigavadami, Beit Hillel was saying that it doesn't turn you into the Muchsak. Right? That's definitely, holding onto a star is not enough to turn you into the Muchsak. But at the same time, it's not nothing. At the same time, when a person's holding a star, what it does is, says Rebbe, the Fi Beit Hillel, it cancels all Muchsakos. Right? A person was originally a Muchsak on whatever he owned. Now when this guy is omed to be gover with this star, so yeah, Beis Hillel is not going to say it's kigavu dami. It's not going to say that you become the muchsak. But what Beis Hillel is comfortable saying is that it gets rid of everyone's muchsakos. Everyone now is at an even playing field. And that's why it's lav kigavu dami, because when everyone's at an even playing field, we say sheve al tase and we leave it with who it's at, which is not the guy who has the star. It's the guy who has the car money. That's why, says Rebbe, migo lahotzi im star ken amrinan. More de gavort. Why? Because now when you're coming with this star, so this star now cancels all muchsakos. Lefi Beis Hillel, because Kol Amo L'Gavos Lav Kigavu Dami, but it gets rid of everyone's muchsakos. And normally, we would say it's Lav Kigavu Dami, you wouldn't get it, because it falls back, Sheva Tase, to whoever it has the money at that moment. But because you have a Migo on your side, you have a Rove on your side, so of course we're going to now give it to you, because you have that Rove on your side. When all the muchsakos were cancelled because of the star, so you, and now you have a Rove, you have a Migo, so you're going to win the Nintorah. And that could be another hesber as to why Lefi Tosos Migo Lahotzi Im Star Ken Amrinan. Because your star cancels all Muchsakos, and you now have a Migo to now give it to you to win the Din Torah, as opposed to normally where we would have just have left it by the other guy. So those are the first two answers that we gave. The third answer that we gave is by the Sefer Trumos, as to why, again, according to Tosos, he would say Migo Lahotzi Im Star Ken Amrinan, which is because we were under the assumption that the whole reason why we say Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan in the first place is because a Migo is just a Rove. But what if you learn that the reason why we say Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan is not because Amigo is a rove, and that's why it falls short to be Motzi Mamon, but for a totally different explanation, which is because Amigo only works in a defense position. Amigo is not something on offense, as Rebbe liked to explain it. Amigo is there to defend you when you make a claim and your claim is weak. The Amigo is there to defend you and to give some support to your claim. But Amigo doesn't work on offense, and that's why we say Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, because you can't use Amigo now on offense to be Motzi you Mamon. Amigo only is there to defend you. Aye, so why then, says the Sefer Trumos, does Tosos say Migo Lahotzi Im Star Ken Amrinan? Because now that you have a star, what's your Migo doing? Your Migo is not working on offense to be Motzi Mamon. Your Migo instead is being Machshir, your star. Your Migo is in the defensive zone right now. It's using its defensive mechanism of protecting your star, validating that this is a good Kasher star, and then it is your star that goes out and is Motzi the Mamon. And that's why, even if he Tosfos, who holds Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, Migo Lahotzi Im Star Ken Amrinan. Again, three different answers. You have the Ktos, you have Rabbi Swalski's answer, or you have the Sefer HaTrumos. We then asked in Shir, why do we have this cloud if he tells us of Migo Lahotzi Lower Marina? So we just went through two of them because you needed to know two to be able to get to the explanation of why we hold Migo Lahotzi Yimshtar Kenarina. But just to chazer so we could get the sheetas down, why do we hold Migo Lahotzi Lower Marina? We saw three explanations ultimately. The first was the Ktos, which is that Migo is simply a rov. And just how we say, In Holchem Mamon Achar Rov, so too, the Migo can't be Motzi Mamon because In Holchem Mamon Achar Rov. The second answer, which is also what we just mentioned, was the Sefer Trumos, that Migo is only used on defense. It's not used on offense, and therefore Migo Lahotzi Lower Marina, because that would be using a Migo on the offense, and that you can't do. A Migo doesn't have the power to do that. The third answer that we developed was based off the Sma. We saw earlier in the year big machlokes between the Rimigash and the Rosh about whether we hold Migo Liftor Mishvua Amrinon or Migo Liftor Mishvua Lo Amrinon. The Rimigash was of the opinion Migo Liftor Mishvua Lo Amrinon. So we saw Taz in the beginning of the year that explained what's the reason why you're not allowed to use a Migo to get yourself off the hook from taking a Shvua. Because whenever you could go for a better beer, go for a better beer. So says the Taz, you have the Rimigash was saying, you have a Shavuot, take the Shavuot, take the better beer. We're not going to allow you to just weasel your way out with the Migo. That was the Taz's support. But the Sma has a totally different explanation as to why the Rimigash held Migo Lifter Mishavu Lo Arminon. Which is because, says the Sma, a Migo just creates a latest suffix for us. What it does is, it takes the Taina that was originally left in Beis Din. You came to Beis Din, you made a Taina, and we laughed at it. We said, you're never going to be believed with such a Taina. Amigo all of a sudden just validates it. It puts that time out. It makes us have a latest of something. Wait, maybe this guy is actually telling us something true. Maybe he has some sense to what he is saying. And therefore, we say, Amigo lift your mishvah, lo amrinon, because we want you to take a shvuah to be mevar the MS. And of course, Amigo is not being mevar any MS. Amigo is just putting us now besuffic. And because Amigo just puts us besuffic, and that's why we say, Amigo lift your mishvah, lo amrinon, so you take that word of the sma, and Amigo lahoti mamon, besuffic, lo amrinon. You can't be motzi mamon now besafik, because all Amigo does is puts us besafik. And if Amigo just puts us besafik, you're going to try to be motzi mamon now and off of a suffik, off of Amigo. So again, three answers. Either the ktos, because Amigo is a rov, ein holchem mamon achar rov, the sefer trumos, because Amigo is using the defense, not on offense. Or the third answer is the sma, because Amigo is just something that puts us besafik, and you can't be now motzi mamon besafik. And as I mentioned, the Rimigash was argued with the Rosh. The Rosh held Amigo lifter mishvor ken arinan. So clearly the Rosh was of the opinion, like the Ramban, that Amigo is a robe of a dos, and that's why it works to lift or mishvua, because it serves the same purpose. And like, as Rebbe like to say, it's like almost a Venus Adam Shtickle robe of a dos, and that's why, if the Ramban, you could explain Amigo Lahotzi Ken Amrina. So back to our sugya now, in trying to understand other explanations as to why we hold Lefi Rav Yosef that this Amigo would fail. Again, Rav Yosef said, and therefore he argued with Rabbah, and he said the Migo failed in both cases. So we want to know, why did the Migo fail the fear of Yosef? So the first answer was the Tosfos who quoted the Rivam, it's because Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinon, which brought us to our crazy tangent that we just went on just now. Shouldn't say crazy, but that brought us to what we just spoke about. Second answer that is on the same Tosfos in our Amud, and it's also found in Bama Metzion Daf Beis, is because the reason why this Migo fails, the fear of Yosef, is because this Migo has a Hatzchalas Sheker. The beginning of this whole story is all on a Sheker. What happened here? Shimon came into Beis Din, right, or Reuben came into Beis Din, we'll pick whatever case. We'll start with the Ara case. Shimon comes into Beis Din after being challenged, what are you doing on my land? And Shimon said, oh, Hashtara, look, this is the document. I bought it from you, and this is the Kasha Star that says I bought it. And then when Reuben says to him, no, Shar Zayafu, that this is forged, what's Shimon's response back? Yeah, Ian, you're right, this is forged, but oh, I have a good kosher star in my backyard. Shimon literally declared Berabim in front of Beis Din that he was a liar. Because Shimon came in by saying, oh, look, this is my kosher star, I bought it from you. And then he backs down and he says to himself, oh yeah, by the way, this is forged. So says the Reed, we're going to now use Amigo to now believe him and to support Shimon's claim? The whole concept of Amigo in the first place is that this guy is most probably telling us the truth, right? And therefore we could believe him. But if we know this guy's a liar, no Amigo, no other thing in the world could help give us to put him as the din and to give him the win. Because he has with the Hatzchal Sheker. He started by saying the star is kosher, then he said the star is Mizuyov. Nothing else, he's a liar, nothing else is now. We can't use Amigo now. It's like laughable to use Amigo to try to believe him. He told us that he is a liar. And that says the second explanation as to why we would hold that this Migo doesn't work, the fear of Yosef. And then we saw the Rishbam. The Rishbam had also a totally different approach. And the Rishbam said, because this would be a Migo b'makom Edim, and a Migo b'makom Edim, lo amrinon. Why is this a Migo b'makom Edim? Why do we say Migo b'makom Edim? over here, Lefi Rishbam. So, the explanation is as follows. He's trying to use this Migo to believe his claim that he could have... What's the Migo again? He's trying to use... This is a Migo Makwedim, because he's using a Migo that he could easily be Mekai in this star, right, to support his Tana that he bought this field, which is going against Edim, his own Hodas Baldin, that this star is forged. So says the Rishbam, this is a Migo Bemakom Edim. And as an aside, Rebbe pointed out that this is also going to feed the Ktsos, because the Ktsos learned that Hodas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami is a Din in Nehmanus. That Mischai of Hodas Baldin is Mamas like an Edos. As opposed to the Marib and Lev, which again was way in the beginning of the Sugya, we saw rise back and forth to who's right, the Marib and Lev, the Ktsos. But the Marib and Lev was focused more of Hodas Baldin Ke Mei Edim Dami. It's the Ke. It's not actually Mei and Anemanus, but Hodas Baldin is just because you're Mischayev yourself to pay, just how Edim would Mischayev you to pay. So if you're going down the Marib and Lev, then this is definitely not a Migo Makam Edim, because there's no Edim here. This is just a Ischayev's Bedas. So we're, the Rishbam definitely took the approach, another Raya for the Ktsos, that when we say Hodas Baldin Ke Mei Edim Dami, it's a Din and Anemanus. And therefore the Rishbam said, this is a Migo Makam Edim, a Migo Makam Edim Lo Amrinon. Because you can't use it. You can't believe Migo over Edus. Because again, what's the your Migo here is that you could have easily been Mekuyim the star that said that you bought it, and that's going against your own Edus, your own Edim of Odas Baldin, that this star is forged. So we saw the Rush had some trouble with this Rishbam in the beginning. He had some hesitation. He said, "I don't understand. The Din of Migo B'makom Edim Lo Arminon is when your Migo is B'makom Edim." When your Migo that is supporting your Taina is going against Edim. So what is the quintessential case of a Migo Makom Edim? We have to take a look in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis of Nahar Pekod, which is where Reuven lends his animal to Shimon, and he says, listen, I'm giving you my animal to use, but there's two paths. One path is a very dangerous path. Your animal could really die. It's very watery. It floods. Very dangerous. The other one is good. So I'll lend you my animal, but make sure, Shimon, make sure you go down the good, nice, serenic path and not to get yourself into the dangerous path. But what happened? Shimon decided to not listen, and he went down the dangerous path, and the animal, Kachavet, died. So Shimon, when he goes to reinform Reuven that the animal died, what did Shimon tell Reuven? He says, yeah, even though I went down that dangerous path that you told me not to, there was actually no water in it that day. And therefore, I'm not negligent because it died in its natural way. But we don't believe Shimon. And therefore, he says, I should be believed. Migo, why? Migo, I could have easily claimed that I went down the regular normal path and you never would have known. So from the fact that he was being such an honest guy by admitting to Reuben that I went down the dangerous path, but he said that there's just no water in it, so he should be off the hook. We should believe in Migo. He could have said that he went down the nice, serenic path and there would have been no issue. And the Gemara says that we're not allowed to believe him. Why? Because it's Amigo, B'makom Edim. Because there's Edim that day that said that dangerous path was filled with water. And it actually was very dangerous. So that's a classic case of Amigo, B'makom Edim. Where your Amigo, to try to be believed, is Mamas being Huchosh by Edim. Because Edim are saying that you don't have that time that you wanted to make, that you went down that kosher path and there was no water in it. That is Mamas Huchosh by Edim, because Edim are telling me that there was water in there. So bringing this back to our Sugya, the Rush says, this is Amigo, B'makom Edim. Your taina is that you bought this field. You now brought a star raya. You were trying to just bring a star to prove that you bought this field, and that is what's going against your hodas baldin by saying that it's mizuya. So this is not really a migo makom edim. What migo makom edim is here? So that's what the Rush explained. No, because we know that a star land is nikne bekasef b'shtar b'chazaka. One of the ways that you can be nikne, you can be kone a sadeh, is through a star. And therefore, this is not just a star raya. This is a star kinyan, when a person comes with a star that he bought a field. And therefore, your taina, look into your taina of you bought the field. When Shimon came in and he said that, I bought minchaz minta, I bought this field from you, v'hashtara, link into it. It's not that this is a star raya, but that is his taina. It's his etzem taina. When he's coming with this star, this is your star kinyan. And therefore, when he says that this is mezuyof as his edim, as his odas baldin, that is gufa being huchash against his taina, and that's why it's a good valid migo makom edim and migo makom edim lo amrinon, because it's not actually just not a simple star raya, it's actually a star kinyan, and look into his taina of I bought it, is that star prove that he bought it? So when it's going against his own hodas baldin, when he said it's mizuyof, so we have to throw that migo makom edim lo amrinon. So we mentioned that's all great for the case of ara. What about the case of avah? Isn't a star avah just a simple star raya that there was a borrowing that took place? So someone's gonna say it's a star kinyan. So we said, no, the Rishbam must have learned that a star halva actually is a star kinyan. And we saw three Gemaras to bring Rayas for this response, that even a Shtar Hava is a Shtar Kiddin. So Ayin the Gemara Babasher Kuf Ayin Hey, Ayin the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf. I'm not going to go through those Rayas, but I picked one Raya. One of the Rayas we'll go through is the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yud. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud there explains about what happens if you have a star that comes out of our coast, that comes out of non-Jewish courts. Are we allowed to trust those stars or not? So Gemara there ultimately says that if it's a star raya, we're allowed to believe the star from the non-Jews because it's just a raya, just trying to support us. And therefore, if there's no reason to suspect that these guys are trying to trick us and to lie, you could rely on a star raya that comes out of a star coast. But if it's a star kinyan, like a geisha, a star shechor avadim, or a star sadeh, so those we cannot accept from Shtar Kos because they don't have the ability to create that chalos kinyan. That only we do as Beis Din. So it's interesting because the Gemara never discusses what about a Shtar Hava that comes, that it's Yotzei Mi Arkos. If you have a Shtar Hava that comes out of a non-Jewish courts, are we allowed to trust that Shtar or not? So we're very disappointed because if the Gemara would have spoke about it, we would have had our answer as to whether it's a star kinyan or whether it's a star raya. Because if you're allowed to rely on the star coming from the non-Jewish courts of a star hava, it would be a raya brewer for us that a star hava is just a star raya. So from the fact that the Gemara didn't speak about it, we didn't have any answers. However, the Rambam discusses it. Rambam discusses what happens if you have a star hava that is yotzei mi arkos. The Rambam first quotes his Rabosav. The Rambam's Rabosav say that a star of all that is Yotzei from a star of Kos would be invalid. It would not be a good star. So Rebbe made the Ara, implying, why would it not be a good star? Because a star of all must be a star Kenyan. A Raya for the Rishbam, from the Rambam's Rabosav, that a star Hava is a star Kenyan. From the fact that they say it would be invalid coming from their Kos. The Rambam himself, however, disagrees. The Rambam says that a star hava coming out of their cause would be a valid star, clearly implying that a star hava is just a star raya. But we really brought this in to support the Rishbam, that a star hava is a star kinyan, because that's the only way you could say the Rishbam is vort, that this is a migo makam edim, and migo makam edim lo aminan, because then licked into the your taina is the star in of itself, and that your hodas badin, by saying it's mizuyav, is going against it. We then moved on. We saw the another answer as to why Rav Yosef holds that this migo is no good. So the Tosfos, the same Tosfos, Lam Beis and Beis, it ends off by giving an inami that maybe the reason why we're not allowed to believe this migo is because this is a chozer v'toin. This guy's coming back and forth. He's being so sure himself left and right. He comes in. He says it's a good star. He says it's a bad star. He's got this. It's a chozer v'toin sugya. He's not being mefarish tevarov, and that's why we can't even look at this migo. This migo is not in existence. And then lastly, as we mentioned earlier in this Chazara, we had the Ramban Shita, which is because this Migo doesn't even get into the batter's box. That was the Lashon Rebbe used. Why is this Migo not even getting into this batter's box? Because even though he held Migo Lahotzi Kenarinon, the Ramban said that we're never Mekuyam stars that we know are Mizuyof. So from the fact that this guy told us that this star was Mizuyof, so even if you're going to have people that come in and are Maki, their Chasima, and they want to be verify this star, we would never actually go ahead and be Mekai on this star when we know it's forged. That's the most ridiculous thing to do, to verify a document that we know is forged. So again, before we go on to address the next part in this big sugya of Migo Hotzi Lo Aminan, I just want to do a sum up as to why the Migo will fail according to Rav Yosef. We saw five real mahalchim, five real answers as to why, according to Rav Yosef, this Migo doesn't work. Number one is Tosfos, who quotes the Rivam, because this is a Migo Lahotzi, and Migo Lahotzi Lo Aminan. Number two is Tosfos quoting the Ri, and it's also found in the Gemara in Bom Metzia Daf Beis, is because in Migo Beshekar Tchila. This whole Migo is coming after this guy told us he's a liar, so of course this Migo can never now allow us to believe him. Number three was the Rishban, this is a Migo Makam Edim, and Migo Makam Edim La Aminan. Then Tosfos again on our Amud, on Lama Beis and Mabeis, he gives the Inami of it's a Choser, Vitalim Choser, and that's why we can't. And the Ramban himself, because this Migo doesn't even get off the ground, because we're never Mekayim Mishtar that we know is Mizuyof. We then went ahead and we looked at the ending of the Gemara. The ending of this Gemara, I'll read it back inside. I think this Gemara ended very interestingly. The Gemara says as follows. Well, what's the halacha? Who do we end up passing like? Do we end up passing like Rava, or do we end up passing like Rav Yosef? So Gemara says as follows. Am Rav Idi bar Avin, hilchasukah v'sei de Rava ba'aro, v'hilchasukah v'sei de Rav Yosef b'zuzi. That we passing like Rava, the Migo is going to work in the case of Ara, but we passing like Rav Yosef Bezuzi, that in the Shtar Hava, we're not going to allow this Migo to work. The obvious question here is, what psak is this in the Gemara? What does that even mean? Either Rava's right, the Migo is good, or Rav Yosef's right, the Migo is no good. What's this Hilchsa Karava Ba'ara, but Hilchsa Rav Yosef Bezuzi? What's this split psak? So the Rishbam addresses it, and the Rishbam right there on the spot says, because this is a Sveka Dedina, the Gemara actually doesn't know who is right. There's compelling reasons to say this Migo should work. There's compelling reasons why this Migo shouldn't work, as we even just spoke it out a minutes ago. And the Gemara is really, Besafik, the Sveka Dedina, the Safik Bahalacha, we have no clue absolutely who's going to be right. Is it Rabbah? Is it Rav Yosef? And therefore, what's the best thing to do? Is to just leave it with who has it currently. And therefore, you have to look at each case individually and see who had it. So in the case of Ara, it happened to be that it would be Rabbah who would be winning that Din Torah, because the guy who was attempting to come with the Migo, Shimon, who was on the land currently, so he was attempting to come with that Migo, he was on the land, and therefore we're just going to give it to him. Not necessarily because the Migo wins it for him, but because we don't know who's right, and when you're less brayer, what else should you do? We should be motivated, we should fall back to this guy who now has it in his possession, and that's why by the case of Ara, we say that the Shimon would win the Din Torah, Rabbah, quote-unquote, would be winning it. But when it comes to the Zuzi, so the guy who was coming with the Migo was Reuven, right? If you go back to how we presented the two cases, the guy who was coming with it was not the person that had the star in his hand, who was coming with the Migo, so he didn't have the money in his hand, and therefore we're not going to give it to Reuven, who is coming with the star, but we're going to give it to Shimon, who had the money in his hand, because we're going to look at each case individually, and we're going to take a look to see who has the money. Whoever has the money, whoever has the land currently at that time, that's who is going to get the Din Torah, because we mamish have no clue who this should belong to. It's a suffix ba'alacha, and that's why we should give it to who's machzik currently. That's the says the Rishbam. So Tosfos immediately has trouble with this Rishbam, because Tosfos immediately quotes us the Gemara in Ksuvos on Daf Chaf, which speaks about a Bar Shatya. What happens if you have this guy who sold someone a land when he was a Shota? You have two Eidim that say he sold this land as a Shota. So if a person sells a land as a Shota, so that's an invalid sell. He's not a Bardas, he didn't know what he was doing. So you have two Eidim that told us that this guy sold the land and he was a Shota at that time, and therefore it should be invalid. Then you had another two Eidim that told us that at the time of the sale, he was not a Shota, and therefore it should be valid. What do we do? It's a suffix in Metzias. Was this guy a Shota when he sold it, or was he not? And the Gemara there in Ketubah says, what should we do? We should fall back to the Chazaka Mi'ikar, the Chesed Smarakama. We should fall back to who originally had the land, and that would be the Shota himself, the original seller. And that's why we give it back to the Bar Shatya, the guy who was the Shota. So says Tosfos, I don't understand. If we're besuffic right now, because we don't know who the din should follow, so why is the Rishbam telling us that we should be giving it to who? We should give it to whoever's machzik. Last time I checked, whenever we're besuffic, look at the Gemara and Ksubas Chaf, what do we fall back to? We fall back to the Chesmar Kama. We fall back to who had the Chazaka Mikara. So it shouldn't be going to who's currently on the field. It should be going to the Marakama. That was Tosfos' question. So Tosfos says, what must you say? How must you answer for the Rishbam? You must answer for the Rishbam that there's a difference between a suffix in Metzias and a suffix in Halacha. That, where do we learn this din of Chazaka Mikara? We learn the din of Chazaka Mikara from a case which is a suffix in Metzias. What's the case of Chazaka Mikara? Where do we learn it out from? We learn it out from Negabatim, which is a suffix in Metzias. We don't know, is the Nega that was on that house still there or not, or did it disappear? It's a suffix in Metzias, that's where we learn out Chazaka Mikara, your latter line, what it was. To apply that to a suffix Balacha, so the Rishbam says, My high, why in the world would you do such a thing? It's a totally different sugya, and that's why the Tosfos was answering for the Rishbam. He's not worried with that kasha that it should fall back to the Chazaka Beikara, and that the Rishbam, that's why I was happy and comfortable to say that it belongs to whoever's machzik currently on the money, whoever's machzik currently on the mamon, because we don't actually go back to the Chesed Markama, says the Rishbam, because it's a suffik balacha, and only in a suffik in Metzias are we allowed to rely on the Chazaka Beikara. But Tosfos was not so happy with that answer. Tosfos says it's very dochog to say such a thing, because at the end of the day, suffik mitzias, suffik halacha, it's both a suffik. We don't know what we're doing. So he says, as Rebbe likes to coin it, it's a true but irrelevant distinction. Yes, it's true that it happens to be that the way we learn out chazak mikara comes from a suffik mitzias and negabatim, but to tell me that that's why it's so different now in a suffik and halacha that we can't follow chazak mikara, Tosfos' other opinion, no, it's a true but irrelevant kind of comparison, and therefore Tosfos' other opinion that by a suffik b'halacha, of course you could follow a chazak mikara. That's why he was so bothered with why the Rishbam was saying that it wouldn't be going to the Chesed Markamba, and that it would instead be going to the Machzik. And Tosfos had another question, which is, the Gemara doesn't seem to be saying that we're just going to give it to whoever's Machzik. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is Hilchsa Karaba Ba'arav, Hilchsa Karav Yosef Bezuzi. The Lashon makes it seem like, by Arav we're going to pass him like Rabba, there's a good Migo, Hilchsa Karaba, And Bezuzi is Hilfus HaKir of Yosef. Not just, oh, we're going to go in and look to see who is currently Machzik. So those are the two questions that are bothering Tosos to drive him to give his other answer. Again, question number one was, it's true but irrelevant. Suffik Metziah, Suffik Halacha. It's all one Suffik, and therefore we should always follow our regular rules and be able to follow the Chazak and Bikara. And two, the Lashon Gemara makes it seem like that it's a Hilchus HaKarabah and Hilchus HaKarabah Yosef, not just, oh, let's just see who in each case is Musa currently. So that's why Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos says that the reason we have this slip sock is because of Migo Lahotzi Lo Arminon. And therefore, the Migo Lahotzi Lo Arminon only applies Bezuzi. Hilchus HaKarabah Ba'arav, Hilchus HaKarabah Yosef Bezuzi. So the reason why the Migo fails Dafke Nashtar Hava case is because that would be a classic case of Migo Lahotzi. And Migo Lahotzi Lo Arminon. So why is the Ara case not a Migo Lahotzi? Says Tosfos, the Ara case is really a Migo Lahachzik. It's not actually a Migo Lahotzi, because to fall back, so the obvious question is, wait, why is it a Migo? Weren't we learning the entire time that the Ara case is also a Migo Lahotzi? That's how we originally explained it. So I clarify this with the Rebbe today, that no, the Maskana Lahalacha, as we're given, that's why Rav Yosef originally thought that it would apply Migo Lahotzi in both cases. But now what we're saying is lahalacha. At the end of the day, Tosfos comes and says that the case of Ara would not actually be a Migo Lahotzi in the end, and it would only be a Migo Lahachzik. Why? Because a Cheses Merkama does not come mitam muchzak. As we learn from the Tosfos, the Sheish Maitza, Cheses Merkama is not mitam muchzak. Cheses Merkama is just mitam chazaka mikara. And therefore, this is not a Migo Lahotzi. The guy, Shimon, who's on the land right now, is not being motzi from the Cheses Merkama. He just has a chazaka mikara. And therefore, Lemaskana, we end up saying that the reason why it's Hilchus HaKarabah Ba'ara is because the Migo is valid. It's a Migo Lahachzik. But Hilchus HaKarav Yosef Bezuzi, because that, by definition, of course, is a Migo Lahotzi, because he's trying to be Motzi the Mamon from the guy with this Migo. So that was the Mahalach that Tosfos gave. At the end of the day, we saw a fundamental machlokas between the Rishbam and Tosfos about what happens when you have a Safek Balacha. Are you allowed to rely on a Chazaka Mikara or not? So we saw that according to Tosfos, whenever you have a Safek Balacha, you're allowed to fall back to a Chazaka Mikara, because he said the distinction of learning out Chazaka Mikara from Negabatim, which is a Safek Metzias, is true but irrelevant. And therefore, whenever you have a Safek Metzias, Safek Balacha, says Tosfos, of course you can rely on Chazaka Mikara, which made him give a different explanation as to why we had the split Pesach. But the Rishbam said, no, when Safek Metzias Lechod, Safek Balacha Lechod, the din of Chazaka Mikara only applies to a Safek Metzias, not to a Safek Balacha. And that is why the Rishbam said that we split the Pesach, because we just go back to who is Machzik currently at the time. So we saw the Kuntz of Shvikos who linked this machlokas between Tosfos and the Rishbam to a machlokas also between the Ran and the Rif as to whether or not we are allowed to apply Chazaka Mikara to a Safek Bahalacha. So where does this machlokas of the Ran and the Rif found? We got to take a look at the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Hey. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Hey is Besafek in a case of Nasan Hu V'Amrahi, where a husband gives a ring to write something worth a Shavaputa to the girl. It's Nasan Hu V'Amrahi. But the girl says the Lashon Kedushin. So Gemara is besafek if it would be enough of a kiyikach ish. Right? The pasuk tells us kiyikach ish isha, that it has to be a real lekicha from the man. The whole king, the whole concept of being able to now be mekadesh this isha is kiyikach ish. It has to be a lekicha from the man and completely from the man. We discussed, I'm not going to go into it, but different nafminas as to what that means, that it has to be a true lekicha, what constitutes a true lekicha, right? That even the star has to be written by the husband and owned by the husband, it has to be a mamash, a real lekicha. So Gemara's besafik in a case of nasan hu, va'amar hi, is that going to be a valid marriage or not? Or do we say that because she said the Lashon Kedushin, that takes away, it's a chisaron in the kiyikach ish, and it's not going to be a good marriage? So the Gemara ends up concluding, sveikahi v'chashina min derabanan. We don't know what the din is. It's a good question. Would they actually be married or not? We don't know if it constitutes enough of a kiyikach or not. And sveikihi v'chashina min derabanan. So the Ran right there says sveikihi v'chashina min derabanan. This is an eishes ish shaila. We want to know if she's married or not. It's say sveikihi v'chashinan deraisa. So says the Ran, no, because min deraisa, everyone would agree that we would allow her to get remarried. Why? Because she has a chazaka mikara, being b'chazas pinuya, she was always a single girl, and therefore, when we're besafik, what do we follow when we're besafik? A chazaka mikara. What kind of suffik are we talking about right now? We're not talking about a suffik in mitzias, we're talking about a suffik balacha. Did this constitute enough of being a kiyikach ish or not? So we see mefurus in the Ran, says the kunches of Sveikos, the godless of him connecting this all, was saying that, the Fidah Ran, he's like Tosfos, that whenever you have a safek balacha, you could fall back to the chazak mikara. For the fact that Gemara said, Sveiki, v'chashina midarabanan, because midaraisa, no one's word, midaraisa, everyone agrees that she could get remarried because we fall back to her chazak mikara of being chasis penuyah. It's just chashina midarabanan that we require her to get a get. The Rif, however, when he quotes this Gemara, doesn't even have the word Sveiki. The Rif just writes, v'chashina midarabanan. Why is that? Why does he not have the word Sveiki? So says the Kuncha Sveikus, he explains, because had the Rif said Sveiki, if he had the word Sveiki, so he would have ultimately said V'chashinan D'araisa, because the Rif is of the opinion, like the Rishbam, that whenever you have a Safik Balacha, you can't fall back to your Chazak Mikara, and we would have had to have invoked Safik D'araisa L'chomra, and we wouldn't have fell back to the girl's Cheskes Penuya of being not married. And therefore, the Rift took out the word Sveiki, because it doesn't make sense to say Sveiki v'chashinah v'derabanan. It would be Sveiki v'chashinah d'araisa, because we don't fall back to Chazak Meikara. So the Kuncha Sveikos linked up the Rift to the Rishbam to say, look, you see here that whenever you have a Safik Balacha, you don't fall back to Chazak Meikara. Now, we saw a raya for the Kuncha Sveikos dug up a raya for the Rift as to why we say that by Safik Balacha, we don't fall back to the Chazak Meikara, which is from a Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Ches, where Reuven really, Rebbe used Lashon Reuven and Rachel, so we use that as an example. Reuven really wanted to marry Rachel, and Rachel didn't want to marry Reuven, but then Rachel was getting chased by a dog. Reuven goes and saves her, throws the bone, and wants to now marry Rachel with this hana of saving her. So the Gemara loses a take of if he would be able to be marry her through that hana of saving her, which is a suffix, bahalacha. And the Gemara leaves as a teku, but the Rif, when the Rif quotes the Gemara, says that she would need a get. So why would she need a get? Doesn't she have a chazak meikara being chesas penuyah? So clearly we hold that by a suffix bahalacha, we don't fall back to chazak meikara according to the Rif, and we would hold sveika d'araisa l'chumra because lo mahani chesas penuyah or chazak meikara by a suffix bahalacha. So we saw a fundamental machokas between the Tosfos and the Ran, and Rashbam, and the Rif, as to whether we say that by Safik Balacha, you're allowed to rely on a Chazak Mekara. According to Tosfos and Ran, you are allowed to follow a Chazak Mekara by Safik Balacha, which, again, is what drove Tosfos to give his pshat in our Sigya, as to why we have the Sibit Psak. And according to the Rashbam, whenever you have a Safik Balacha, you do not fall back to the Chazak Mekara, and that's why he gave his pshat for why we have the split psak in our sugya. So then we ask, what does the Kuzma Chokas? Why would a person say that you could rely on a chazak mikara by a safek balacha, or why you wouldn't be able to? So, as Rebbe likes to always go back to, it depends if a chazak mikara is a anhaga or if it is a biur. If chazak mikara is an anhaga, so then it makes sense. A chazak mikara should be able to apply to a safek mincius and a safek balacha. Because even if we don't really have any shaychus to the question at hand, whenever we are besafik and we have nothing else to rely on, nothing else to fall back to, so the best thing we could do is mitoras hanhaga, follow this chazaka mikara, so that works bein safik mitzias or bein safik balacha. But if you learn that it's a biur, that a chazaka mikara is a biur, so it only makes sense to use a chazaka mikara to mivara safik mitzias, to mivara for us what's happening. But to use a chazaka mikara mitoras biur for a suffix b'halacha, a suffix that we don't even know, the great rabbis couldn't even decide, now we're going to allow this chazak mikara of nigabatim to be machriya to us what the psak in halacha is, there's no shaykhus from this chazak mikara to the suffix b'halacha. And therefore, it doesn't make sense. Bavur chazaka ayishtana adin, as the Anshei Knesset Gedola coined the phrase, it doesn't make sense to hold that chazak mikara could be mevara now a suffix in halacha that we have. And that is how we said that the Ran and Tosfos must be learning that a chazak mikara is just mitoras on haga, and therefore it applies to both a suffix balacha and a suffix in metzias. And the Rif and the Rishbam were learning that a chazak mikara is mitoras biur, and that's why they learned that there is no chazaka mikara by a suffix behalacha. Okay, if there are any questions, be happy to go through it. Those are really the sugyas of Migo Lahotzi.